AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says documents with classified markings from President Biden's time as vice president were found at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Just days ago, it was disclosed sensitive documents were also found at the office of his former Washington Institute. Special Counsel Richard Sauber says a small number of documents with classified markings were found in a storage space in the Biden garage in Wilmington. One document was found in an adjacent room. Rising consumer prices are easing. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Inflation does appear to be retreating now, and that's a welcome sign.
Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com after the government reported inflation slowed to 6.5% in December compared with 12 months ago.
Main contributor to the decline here is something that consumers absolutely rejoice about, drivers in particular, and that's gasoline prices. But we're still seeing some upward pressure coming from food prices as well as the measure for shelter or housing.
And that means the Fed will most likely raise its benchmark rate by at least a quarter point when it meets at the end of this month. I'm Shelley Adler.
In one of his first acts as governor of Nebraska, Republican Jim Pillen named to the state's vacant Senate seat former Governor Pete Ricketts, who helped him get elected. The governor says 111 people applied for the vacant seat. Ben Sasse is leaving the Senate just 2 years into his second term to take a job as the president of the University of Florida. Minimal airline delays and cancellations are being reported around the country a day after a computer outage grounded flights. According to flight tracking website FlightAware, at last check, there were 82 cancellations. That compares with more than 1,300 flight cancellations yesterday. Thousands of nurses at two New York City hospitals have ended a three-day strike after reaching a tentative contract agreement that union officials say offers better working conditions and pay raises. This is AP News. Barbie has morphed into a doll made specifically for children as young as three. It's called My First Barbie. Barbie has been around for 63 years. Lisa McKnight at Mattel tells the AP this new Barbie came from feedback from parents.
They were concerned that their children at the preschool age didn't have the fine motor skills to have a positive play experience with our traditional fashion doll.
So My First Barbie is taller than the traditional Barbie.
In addition, we created a softer body, more articulation in the arms and the legs. And we also, interestingly, closed the hands.
Having Barbie's fingers and thumbs open can be a problem when you're three.
Kids don't get frustrated with sleeves getting stuck on the thumbs.
Critics of Barbie have cited her as promoting unattainable, sexualized body standards for girls. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.